الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه ومصطفى، ما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to the session of Lakal. Which we are with the tafsir today, although we wish to move from the tafsir session because the tafsir will take a bit longer time in order to finish, and we don't have any more time unless if we take one more day of Zad al-Ma'ad, because the plan is Lakal, as you know, the title of it, Learn, Act, and Call. And this is a course to be taught to prepare du'ats. It is a course to be taught for the du'at callers. First of all, you learn with the evidences, and then you call people to that. However, for the we are going to continue with the tafsir, because on Saturdays from the coming Saturday, inshallah, at 10:30 p.m. At 10:30 p.m., we are going to have a constant dars for 30 minutes every Saturday. But that is little, in fact, really, because one day is nothing to prepare du'a. But at least where we cannot do all, we should not. The dars is on Saturday is going to be about Lakal, and for this time we're going to take the principles of da'wah, the principles of inviting or calling others. And this will be inshallah at 10 p.m. Meaning, just pre to the question and answer session. I'm going to end up by the question and answer session. Yeah, Saudi time. 10:30 Saudi time. And this would be around 3:30 GMT. And it would be about, is it EST, correct, 7:30 GMT. Now, so let's take now for the time being some tafsir. But I want to go to the tafsir of certain ayat, as we done last week. Last week we done the Surah Al-Fatiha, am I right? Did we have anything left, or we covered it all? Right. The next, let me first of all check what we have got with you guys, if you still remembering, because that's my condition with my students always. I don't begin the following lecture until I am convinced with the understanding of my students to what I say. There, in Surah Al-Fatiha, we talked about certain points, certain issues. We talked about the names of Surah Al-Fatiha. We talked about the names of Surah Al-Fatiha. And now, who can tell me the names of Surah Al-Fatiha. Just roughly, not all of them, but Naam Hanif. Naam Hanif, go ahead. فاتحة الكتاب, and فاتحة means the opening. So it is the opening of the book because it is the first ayah in the book. Right. And الشفاء, correct. شفاء, correct. And شفاء means purification. It is purification of all deeds, as in the Sahih, in the Hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. And the mother of the book, correct, Umm al-Qur'an. الرقية, الحمد, السبع المثان, القرآن العظيم, الصلاة. It is also called الصلاة as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is reported by Imam Muslim, where he said that, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah تعالى said, قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي نصفين, فإذا قال الحمد لله, فإذا قال الحمد لله. Here we see that, here we see that Allah تعالى divided the الصلاة, and he named the Fatiha. When he said Salah is divided, so he began with يعني, Alhamdulillah, that is the Fatiha. Also we mentioned that Surah Al-Fatiha is a Ruqya, as in the Hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. Ruqya for all illnesses and evil eye or whatsoever, and especially for the stung of scorpion or any poisoning creation like snakes or whatsoever. Now, and we said that Surah Al-Fatiha included glorifying Allah, exalting Allah Ta'ala, praising Allah Ta'ala, and it is it included also one important thing. It is what we call it al-ahd, and it is the like the oath, it's like the oath or the companion, the covenant, between the slave and his lord, Because Allah in the hadith of Abu Sa'id, in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, when he said, فَإِذَا قَالَ عَبْدِي إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ قَالَ هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ. When the slave says إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ meaning you alone we worship, وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, and from you alone we seek help. So Allah Ta'ala said, this is between me and my slave, and for my slave whatever he asks. So now we said that this is a convert between the slave and his lord. The slave said that I worship you alone. I worship you alone. So, when the slave says I worship you alone, he should understand what it means. He should stick to it. He should not turn to any others other than Allah. they should not ask for his needs the pious people, especially those who died. So we have to understand what is Iyaka Na'bud. We cannot say in our prayers Iyaka Na'bud and then after prayers we go and seek help from the awliya, or we go to the magicians or the fortune tellers or whatsoever. So we have to understand the meaning of Iyaka Na'bud, Iyaka Nasta'in, in order to fulfill properly, in order to obtain the proper fulfillment of this oath or covenant. When we say Iyaka Na'bud wa Iyaka Nasta'in, so we do not seek help from any others but only from you. Allah Ta'ala promised us once we do that, He subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us whatever we ask and more, and even things that may benefit us but we don't know them, Allah Ta'ala will give them to us. And the, from the things that we are in this in Surah Al-Fatiha is the dua, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And we have to realize that dua is the main and the strongest weapon that ever the Muslim uses. So, and at this time, I should remind myself and my brothers and sisters of the dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Dua, yes, we cannot reach there. Yes, we take anything there. Yes, everything is under the control of the enemies. But one thing that no one can control it, and no one can force us not to do it, is the dua. And when I say the dua, it does not necessarily to be in congregation or in the prayer, but even in your sujood, as the Prophet ﷺ said, أما السجود فأكثر فيه من الدعاء قمن أن يستجاب لكم. But for sujood persuasion, do as much as you can of supplication, as that is the place where your supplication is to be accepted. So this is from Lakal. We are teaching you now how to do that practically. Are we aware of that? Are we going to do that? But whenever we talk about dua, we never ever forget the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the man, فأما السجود فأكثروا فيه من الدعاء نعم, as in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, أَمَّا الرُّكُوعُ فَعَظِّمُوا فِيهِ الرَّبَّ وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ قَمِنٌ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Verily, the rukur, much of exalting and glorifying your Lord. But for the dua, for the sujood, is the dua. So we have to make more dua, and we have another thing to be also understood when we talk about dua, is that dua is only accepted from people who have no any doubtful or suspected incomes. As in the hadith, when the man said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, ask Allah to make my dua accepted. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately told the man, make your income free of any forbidden income, any forbidden thing, and then you would be, your dua would be accepted. Your dua would be accepted. The hadith is on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ادعوا الله وأنتم موقنون بالإجابة واعلموا أن الله لا يستجيب دعاء من قلب غافل الله. So this is the second condition of accepting the dua. First is you make your income all halal. And the second is, when you make dua, you have to be certain and sure that Allah is accepting your dua. And do not make dua when your heart is not with it. Meaning, you're making dua and you're thinking of something else outside the salah. That is not acceptable. That is not acceptable. So we have to understand these things. We should always keep doing dua, supplicating our Lord, because this is the weapon that we have in our hands, the strongest weapon. And for making your dua acceptable, then you need to, as we said, you need to make your income all lawful, all halal, clear, perfect, as when Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask Allah to make Sa'd's dua acceptable. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Atil mat'amak, takum mujab al-da'wa." So that is very clear. So Fatiha taught us today, Surah Al-Fatiha taught us that we have to keep making dua. Allah made it obligatory upon us to make dua, as in Surah Al-Fatiha. We have to recite Surah Al-Fatiha in every rak'ah of our prayers. And in there we have to say, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. And that is dua. And that is dua from us. So we have to make dua. We have to. It's not a choice, but we have to make the dua. And for this dua to be accepted, we have to make our incomes all, as I said, halal, lawful. And we also should pay attention and concentrate when we make dua. We don't make dua while we are, our brain and our heart is out of the salah or the dua. That is not good. The third is, as we said, that the best of it to be in sujood. The best of it to be in sujood. And no problem to make qunutun nawazil in the prayer, especially like these days, when the Muslims in Gaza are striked from the air, from the sea, from the land, and they are banned from going out of Gaza, which means they have to wait there until they are killed. So, what can we do for them? We can do much by raising our hands to the Lord, to Allah, for them to be protected and for the enemies to be destroyed. And inshallah ta'ala, when we make the dua, we remember also from Surah Al-Fatiha to use the names of Allah ta'ala in our dua, like he taught us Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. When we make dua for our brothers in Gaza, we say, oh, you, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, bestow your mercy upon our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And also, when we say, Maliki Yawm al-Din, we know that he is the owner of the day of resurrection and he is the owner of all the life. So we say, Ya Malik, oh you, the one who owns all this world and controls everything in it, send your victory upon our brothers in Gaza and defeat their enemies, the Israelians or the Jewish. And I always feel shame to call them Israelians, because the Israelians are those who follow Israel, who is Yaqub alayhi salam, one of the prophets, may Allah ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon him. And as well, I feel shame to call these cross worshippers Christians or Masihiyin, as they are not followers of Isa alayhi salam. Isa is free of their worship, free of them. And I always prefer to call them as Allah Ta'ala called them in the Quran, the Jews and Yahud. And those who worship the cross are Nasara. And we remember also from Surah Al-Fatiha, we learn from Surah Al-Fatiha to ask Allah to guide us to the right path, to the right thing, because we do not know what is the right thing of all this matter. Allah knows best. So we ask His guidance. Those whom He bestowed His blessings and pleasure on them. So we ask Him to guide us, because we see also the conflict in Palestine. We see Gaza and Fatah are having a lot of conflicts and problems. They cannot unify themselves. And that is another problem. We need to ask Allah Ta'ala to bring them both to the Haqq and upon the Haqq. And also we learn from Surah Al-Fatiha that whoever disobeys the Lord Allah Ta'ala, he would be unpleased with him and angry with him, as we say, غير المغضوب عليهم, and those are the Jew, one of الضالين, the misguided ones, and those are the Christians, those whom as this person free forever says, nobody worship the cross. I don't know if he is blind, he doesn't see what these people doing. What these people doing? They are worshipping the cross. They are not worshipping the Lord. They are worshipping the cross. And we have talked about this. We are going to call to talk about that once again, inshallah. Now this room is not to talk. This room is only to hear and listen if you are speaking the truth. Now, here we end up our session, willing that inshallah ta'ala we meet once again and other times. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.